Hey Mike, buckle up, because today we're diving into the enchanting world of Banners of Ruin, Moonstone. You know how sometimes you just need a sprinkle of creativity in the midst of dramatic battles? Well, this game is like a breath of fresh air mixed with a touch of chaos. In this latest DLC, we welcome a new character to the fold, the Bard, Moonstone. Imagine being able to start your campaign with her, and then you can immediately add up to two party members right off the bat. It's like a backstage pass to all the action. But don't let her name fool you. She's not just about music and charm. She packs a punch in the strategic department, too. Now, Moonstone comes with a toolkit of tailored abilities that make her a unique support character. You'll have the chance to use her loot, which isn't just for show. She can apply temporary passives to all of her allies. Every time she plays a tune, new passives pop up, adding various benefits. It's like having a personal cheerleader in the middle of an intense fight. Just make sure you protect her, or your campaign might hit a sour note. A big highlight is definitely facing off against her nemesis, the lone wolf Mortis. This guy isn't just any foe. He's got a series of tricks that are bound to turn the tides in battle. Think of it as a showdown of wits and abilities that can keep even seasoned players on their toes. Visually, Moonstone shines with its beautiful hand-drawn art style that captures the essence of a medieval fantasy world. The graphics are rich and immersive, drawing you into the lore with every turn. The characters are animated with such flair, it's like poetry in motion. Now, if you're a fan of strategic deck-building games like Slay the Spire or Griftlands, you might find yourself at home here too, even though it brings its own unique flavor to the table. The combination of card battles with a rich narrative makes every session feel fresh and exhilarating. But let's get real for a moment, Mike. This game does require some thinking, and if you've got a preference for simpler games, you might be scratching your head at times. There's a level of complexity that can be daunting, but also rewarding if you're willing to dive into it. However, if you usually gravitate away from puzzle-heavy titles, don't dismiss it just yet. The character abilities and their synergistic effects really make the game shine, offering enough charm that it could change your mind about complexity altogether. It's not just about battling. It's about learning how each character interacts in the grander scheme of things. So why should you give it a go? Well, this DLC brings in new scenarios, fresh cards, and even mini-bosses that can spice up your gameplay. The excitement of customizing your party, combined with the musical flair of Moonstone, creates a refreshing take on tactical gameplay. It's a harmonious blend of strategy and creativity that you won't want to miss. In summary, Mike, if you're in the mood for a game that combines tactical strategy with artistic charm, you absolutely should check out Banners of Ruin, Moonstone. It's a delightful mix of sound and strategy that could very well strike the right chord with you. Ready to take the stage on this adventure?